You know, it might be neat to play for the folks is my song Disciples of Perfection, because I've thought about this stuff a lot. And I think there's so much of the damage, not only to individual lives, the kind of bruises, the emotional batterings that we've had from, you know, sexual abuse or abandonment or any other kinds of issues that we have when people have difficult times, so often comes from somebody that has a concept about the way the world should be. And it's generally men. Male brains seem to work that way. We tend to be systems thinkers and go, this is the way it ought to be. When there's nothing wrong with that, it's just, I mean, there's data out about that now that our brains work differently than women's. But the problem comes when we try to force real life into that model that we've come up with in our head. And that's where the difficulty occurs. And it explains for me how so many things get so out of balance. I'd love it if you'd play that, and then we could maybe talk about that a little bit.
Disciples of Perfection, Peter Alsop.
A light in us shines through our cracks. It's one of life's most simple facts. Part of our perfection is our flaws. It's true. It's the cracks in your perfection that let your light shine through. When uncertainty appears, certain people feel fears. Feelings huge and very imprecise. So use your head, not heart, they say, if you want to make things nice. These disciples of perfection prefer a life clean and neat, where everything we say and do is ever proper through and through. Though we know real life is always rearranging, disciples of perfection don't like changing.